if you look at it, and it talks about single-family dwellings. If you do it per parcel owned by Shelton's, the parcel on which it sits used to have a house, as I understand it, and is it correct it's not there any longer?
Yes.
So as to that specific parcel, you can make the argument that it's not a residential dwelling. They own three lots, as I can tell, and I didn't talk to Lynn about this, I pulled up the GIS. They own all three lots. If you treat it as a whole, then their house is on one of those three lots. And I suppose, and the argument probably could be made that it could meet the requirements of it being residential because they do own all of the lots with no intervening owner. So she certainly has an argument as to not being residential as to that specific lot, which was purchased that used to be Morrison Marches.